Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time to grab your board, hit the waves. Not that kind of board. We're talking about nonprofit boards. We're talking about less talk and more walk from the woman who's been doing it for many years. Nelma Maddox, welcome.
Thanks, Paul. It's good to see you.
I love the music. It sets the tone.
Thanks
kind
for that.
Kind of a little diversion. You think it's surfing, and you're surfing the world of nonprofit boards here. And today you got a great one with you. Not that you haven't had other great ones.
You're the best. I come here every month regardless. So you're being very nice. So Wayne is here, and Jackie is here today. And I'm super excited to talk to them about the Associates Board of Second Harvest. Some of you probably didn't know that it actually existed. And then Wayne is the Chief Development Officer, as you'll see in the write-up afterwards.
But I think he's like a really big guy.
He's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
You guys are too good.
So we'll start with Jackie, ladies first. What made you join the Associates Board?
I would say really is love the mission of Second Harvest Food Bank and what they do for our local community. And really the biggest takeaway is tying to my personal story. First-gen immigrant, came to America. My grandparents raised me initially. And I know how much every dollar matter and stretch along the way. And I always remember, my husband heard it many times, couldn't afford a Happy Meal as a child. So when we go to McDonald's, it has to be only on Wednesday. Not 29 cents cheeseburger, but the 19 cents hamburger. So we can slice the cheese at home.
Oh,
and
wow.
Going through that kind of experience on your own, you realize, right, how much families are in need. And if there's any way I could give back, that's the main reason why I want to be here and amplify the mission for Second Harvest Food Bank.
And okay. Where did you come from? What country?
Oh, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Okay.
Yes. I was going to guess, but I was just also going to say, we'll get to Second Harvest, the mission, and we'll make Wayne tell us about the logistics of the place. But you caught my ear. I'm a huge fan of grandparents. Can you tell me a little bit about what that was like, being raised by your grandparents?
Being raised by grandparents is so different, especially my grandparents, my grandma. God bless her. I miss her dearly, but you don't realize how much she has taught you so much value until they're gone. And again, going back to being that hierarchy at the home, taking care of everyone, she is what we call a calculator. She will calculate every dollar, every penny to make sure there's enough to survive, to help the family. And so I miss her dearly, and I do know a lot of my personal value about earning, saving, investing, but also, right, knowing that if I have ability to give back, that's why I want to serve and help the community more.
It makes it even more valuable. And then for the audience, Jackie does have a career in finance, so we might have time to talk about that. But the reason why that tugs at my heartstrings is because your story shared with me a little bit. I had grandparents, the same thing. There were seven of us that were not raised by them, but every summer we would end up with them. And I have six other cousins that have horror stories about how I would make them do skits and everything. I always call myself like the original Lin-Manuel Miranda because we reenacted the Sound of Music. Exactly.
You did the Sound of Music?
We did the Sound of Music. There were seven of us.
I drink out when you said that.
There were seven of us. There was five girls, two boys. Anyway, I won't.
The Von Trapp family.
We totally Von Trapp family. It was amazing. I have two cousins that still hate me for it. But my grandma, same as what you were saying, she would take a cheeseburger and she would cut it up in seven slices.
Oh,
she was,
wow.
I always say she was the original inventor of the Snickers Mini because she'd do the same thing that a Snickers bar. Okay, and Paul also knows this. I digress. I go off on tangents, but that's what makes this show the best is when we talk about your personal stories and why you're sitting there today. The fact that you have the ability to give back, and I know your husband's here today cheering you on. It's so heartwarming.
Can I follow that thread here? So I grew up in the Midwest. I'm a grandparent myself now here. I'm of that age. I didn't know how to be a grandparent because when I grew up in the 50s and 60s, most grandparents died by the time they were like in their 60s, maybe 70.
We'll have to look at the stats.
So I didn't know my grandparents. If I did, they seemed really old and I barely knew them. And then they died when I was two or three or four. And I started asking my other friends when I started having grandkids. I've got one that's now 11 and one that's 5.
Mm. cute.
I didn't know what a grandparent did, good or bad. I see a lot of baby boomers are making it up now because suddenly we're living a lot longer. We probably will be grandparents or great-grandparents even.
It's so different, though. We can talk for 2 hours with Paul about
his that's the truth.
Wayne, let's shift gears because I really know the audience wants to know how, at least I always did. I never understood. Can you walk me through the logistics of Second Harvest and how many tons of food you provide?
And tell us the mission, because you guys do phenomenal work. Yeah. You really do.
It really is.
Yeah, we're in the business of helping people who are experiencing food insecurity in Orange County. We're part of a bigger network of food banks across the country. Feeding America, some people are familiar with.
Right.
We serve strictly the residents of Orange County. And we operate out of a distribution center. It's like a warehouse. It's 120,000 square feet over next to Great Park.
Wow.
And it's a logistics company in so many ways. When I've been with the food bank for a little over 2 years, and I had no idea what it was. I thought pantry, but when I walked in, I got educated.
No, this is big. And can I just, I'll pull on that thread for a second here. We've had a number of people, there are food banks that come in. People come and they get served and they pick out the food. You guys do something on a grander scale than that, right?
Mm-hmm. We actually work with a network of community partners, mm-hmm. and most of those are like pantries. And what we do is we source food from the federal government, we raise money and we purchase it, we get it from manufacturers and distributors, and then all the grocery stores in Orange County, we do what's called grocery rescue. And then the fifth source, we actually operate a 40-acre farm.
Oh my goodness.
Over in Irvine. We opened it in 2021, mm-hmm. fun fact. We've harvested over 8 million pounds of fresh produce.
So here's the other thing I've heard over and over again from the food banks. America, we know, has a food problem. There's a lot of people going without and not enough. Food insecurity, as everybody says these days. And yet, it's not for lack of food in the country. It's for lack of distribution. Food rots in the field. Food goes bad in the store. Food doesn't get from point A to point B. A food bank gets a giant lot of something, and they say, where are we going to store this?
That's why the critical piece at Second Harvest is the logistical piece.
Exactly. That's what's missing. It isn't just more food.
Yeah. When we look at the scale, last year we distributed over 42 million pounds into Orange County.
Wow.
And we know there are millions of more pounds out there, and it is a logistical issue. We're only so big. And each year we get a little bit better, but there is a lot of people that need it, and it's out there. We just have to figure out how to get it in their hands.
I've done so many things with Second Harvest because their volunteer outreach is probably one of the best in Orange County as well. They do such a nice job with their volunteer outreach program. In fact, that was one of the ways that we were able to get involved with Second Harvest was my son packing food during COVID, being able to actually distribute it to somebody via a mobile pantry at one point in time, handing the boxes to the families at the Honda Center, or when it was the Honda Center, but maybe I'm saying it wrong. But what I'm saying is, I do remember there being a statistic of if you filled Anaheim Stadium.
So last year we saw over 459,000 visits per month.
Wow. Per month?
Per month, and that's the equivalent. You can fact check me of filling Angel Stadium 10 times every month.
So it's Angel Stadium, yeah.
And what is the current state? We fear that it's getting worse. Is that true?
It is. If you think about what recently happened, the government shut down.
Right.
That's going to cause an increase. But before that, we saw food insecurity increasing. So I internally, with my staff, I called it the crisis within the crisis. Federal government shutdown is a crisis. But there's this ongoing hidden hunger crisis in our community.
I think the other statistic that stands out to me is we never really thought about it during COVID, that when the kids weren't in school, for instance. I don't know, I'm so sorry to ask you this now, but do you guys have kids? You have cats?
Only for babies right now.
Yeah, for babies.
In the future.
No pressure.
In the future, I think, in God's hand.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Very cool. Thank you for sharing. Sorry to put you on the spot like that, on the radio and on YouTube. But when I think about that, there are so many children in Orange County, and you think about the statistics that they come out in terms of one out of five might be experiencing hunger. During school is when they might get their only meal. And so making people aware of that fact and making sure that everybody knows that Second Harvest is what keeps it going. When it's like you said, every penny counts, not just every dollar, but every penny matters.
That way you can have a little brief, giving your family just a little breathing room. You never know how much that one extra dollar means to them by giving that ability to know, hey, I can know where to get my food. And that's where I love Second Harvest Food Bank. They have done a fantastic job, and knowing that it's making a local impact too.
Yeah. So here's what I love. I think that we wouldn't be here if Wayne didn't think that you were the one who's bringing the energy to the Associates Board. Okay, no diss to everybody else who's on the Associates Board.
Hey, but for the record, those are cool. This is the right one.
She's a big deal.
She's a bigger deal.
Not literally, figuratively. Okay, question about that. How often does the Associates Board meet? And then tell me about what you guys conduct in your meeting. This is for Paul.
And what do you do?
Oh, I would say we do a lot of things, just like I learned from Wayne over the course of this year. Have fun along the way. Okay. So I think tying back to my financial background too, I noticed, right, you don't have to have time, wait until you retire to start doing something. It's actually better now to integrate work, personal life, and just give back, finding purpose now than waiting till later. And that goes back to us Associates Board. We probably meet every other month.
Okay.
And from in-person meeting to virtual meeting, more just understanding what's that the dynamic right now, what's going on with what we need to do to amplify the mission for Second Harvest Food Bank. But most importantly, having fun along the way. Just even the other month, we actually collaborate, join 1OC, and nice. We did the Community Cup. So it's a good way to share their message with other companies who supported the actual charity cause, but at the same time, us having fun. Yeah. And we didn't win that particular Community Cup this time, but nonetheless, it was just so much fun to be able to support, really be there, to be together.
You won by being there. There are winners everywhere, right?
Yes.
Okay, Wayne, I'm going to put you on the spot. Compare the Associates Board to your established board, and talk to me a little bit about how they compare and contrast, if that's a thing.
So the board of directors is a fiduciary responsible group of folks, and they're my boss's boss, our CSO, CEO's boss. Typical board that meets on a regular cadence 6 times a year. The associates board was actually preceded me. And started in 2017 by a mutual friend, Chris Lynn Van Skyver. And initially it was a group that focused on creating awareness, raising some funds, having some fun, and then the pandemic put a kibosh to it somewhat.
Yeah.
And when I arrived about 2.5 years ago, some of the staff on my team, we sat down and said, hey, what can we do to energize this? And what it came down to is finding good people who like to have fun. And you can hear like the message, we want to have fun, we want to have humor. The work we do is, it's about amplifying the message, like she said. We have a Walk to Feed OC event that is at Tanaka Farms this upcoming April.
Okay.
It's going into its 4th year, and it's each year it's getting a little bit better. The associates are really excited about this event, about promoting it, starting teams, but they're going to introduce, what are we introducing in terms of a fundraiser element?
We will have silent auction.
Oh.
And of course, just really having what I call friendly competition too.
And that's you
guys. So, yep, that's us between the associates board members, along with going through our work line of business, right? We can create a friendly competition, drive awareness and campaign, and try to fundraise as much as we can to support Second Harvest Food Bank.
That's really
and
cool.
And it's really just adding depth to the atmosphere, because sometimes there's a formality that takes over when it comes to volunteerism. And that's what I appreciate about this group. We currently have 12 members. We're going to continue to grow. They're from all different types of business. This is like 10-year plus mid-career professionals typically. And they are looking for that purpose. And every single one of them, it's an honor to get to work with them and you.
Thank you.
Can I ask a hard question here?
Go for it.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm not trying to be funny here. But you twice have said fun. And yet this work doesn't sound fun. It sounds heartbreaking a little bit. People without food or suffering. So how is the fun helping? Is the fun the community that you build? Is it the fun the event? What's fun? Define fun. Either one of you. Or Jackie. We'll say Jackie. What's fun?
I would say, tying back to what I mentioned earlier too, sometimes I feel like we're definitely in a rat race and we forget to have fun along the way. And seeing that there are people in need, and why not try to do more now than waiting until you retire, have time and do something later. Integrating now, I get it, time is limited. And the way we can at least try to incorporate or integrate is between work, personal life, and associates board. It's a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. We do want to make sure that we are doing it to support a mission that makes sense. But ultimately, it's try to have fun along the way that will energize you and continue to make you want to do more and serve more.
I was going
to
say, I actually attended the one last year, and I'm going to spend 2 minutes on Chrislyn Van Sciver because she's a friend, but she's also a trapper because she's the first person who put me on a board at Aliso Viejo
Country
Club.
She's a trapper? Like,
yes.
she sets traps. And
this is the reason why I'm in this room, actually, is because of Chrislyn Van Sciver. But what a heart, what a pistol, what a powerhouse in terms of giving. And probably one of the things that I just remember most is the way her son talks about her. And you'll probably, if you're in the food bank, if you go in, there's pictures of Luke. Like, he's featured in there a little bit. Anyway, but I'm digressing. But it's been her modeling of her behavior and her giving heart that has also spilled over into my son, Kyle, at Lion's Heart. And if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't be on boards. And if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't have gotten the courage to even know what a board is. I'm like Paul in a lot of ways. I'm like, I don't know what you do. I have no idea what that meant. I would sit there and sometimes the meetings would make sense and sometimes they didn't. But along the way, I've certainly seen board members' hearts, and I joke around about a lot of people because you'll start to see the same people over and over again. You go, oh, I remember you from Second Harvest. Oh, I remember you from Lion's Heart. Oh, I remember you from Pretend City. It's just when you have a nonprofit heart, it just takes you over.
And it would seem like you'd have to. I guess that's what I was fishing for, because it is hard work. It is a tough cause.
Yeah.
And it can wear you down, and you could say, oh, I don't know if I can handle this. And I am busy. I'm not retired. Maybe I should do this later when I'm not so busy here. And fun seems to be a key ingredient that keeps you going.
Yes. Yeah.
Purpose and all those things, but enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right? Or am I just reading?
In my career, I've had a few different stops. I worked in collegiate athletics. I worked for Special Olympics Southern California. And coming to Second Harvest over the last 2 years, it's very important to have the right mission, but also the right culture.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of us, if some people don't know this, but if you're having fun, you want to show up every day. I want to show up every day.
Yeah.
I commit an hour every day to go to work because it is fun.
Hmm. Yeah.
And that's what the associates are about. It's having fun. Humor is a big part of it. We love to laugh. I'm always cracking jokes at everyone.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's a sad thing that people are hungry. When you think about bringing joy to people's life, let's have fun doing it. And it can be infectious. One other comment with that walk to Feed OC.
Yeah.
We have another thing that's really fun. So Jack's Pacific, for the second year in a row, is donating toys. We have carnival games. Yes.
Okay.
And they're free. The event is free to anybody to attend. So
When is that?
It's in April 18th.
Okay.
Oh, good job.
When is the walk?
That's the Saturday.
Oh, so it's the same day as the walk?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, the carnival? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
Carnival games at the walk.
Yeah,
at tonight.
There.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Now we're cooking.
Right.
So it's the same day. Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Imagine 700 toys. First come, first serve.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful.
If five kids come, they're walking away with a lot of
And
toys.
Is that a component to get people to come out and support a cause? Do you just tug at the heartstrings? Or do you just go to people that already have a connection to that organization or that need? You said you grew up and food was not as prevalent as maybe you wanted it to. Mm-hmm. Do you have a heart for this? Or does this thing have to be fun to get people to come out to it? You have to have carnivals and other things to get people involved.
No.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Probably a mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably a mix. Definitely, we know there are those who are in need, and that's where I know from my personal childhood experience, I want to serve and give back and help those that are making an impact, which is what Second Harvest Food Bank is doing. But at the same time, for others, they may just need a hook.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
Get them to enjoy.
There are certain things, and I would say, I've said this on the show a few times, that there's over 9,000 nonprofits in Orange County. I looked it up.
Wow.
And I don't think that's just Orange County, Florida. I was making sure it was Orange County, California,
you are
right?
Spot on. There's 9,000.
But the thing about it is, people here, there's a lot of affluence in Orange County. A lot of people don't know where to give. But if they knew that one child out of five was hungry, for instance, or if they knew that people didn't eat if they weren't in school and were coming up on holidays. And the reason why I invited you guys in this time is because this month is Hunger and Homelessness Month. So it has a lot to do with raising awareness. And yes, is there anything wrong with hooking people in and making fun? No, because those people would be there anyway. And then you have your outreach. The Associates Board is there for a reason. There's your friends and family. You're raising funds for your very cause that's important to you. Same with Wayne. People are there to support Wayne, but they're to support the food bank. It's just probably one of the more important issues that tugs at heartstrings, if I'm being totally transparent. But that's been...
Food hits home in Orange County because you don't expect there to be a food crisis here.
Yeah.
It's, can I be that blunt?
Right. Yeah, I think you hit it spot on. Remember we were talking about the people that don't go to the beach? Or cause we don't. Everyone in South County doesn't remember that North County exists. And you talk about Pretend City, one out of four children aren't kindergarten ready. That's a staggering statistic when
in
you
Orange
think about
County.
In Orange County.
Affluent, success, mm-hmm. growing, booming, yeah. on TV shows. Yeah. Come on, this is...
So if you go around, and that's one of the reasons why I do the show, is because if you're just going around and bop around and do your thing and go to your job every day and not realize that there's 9,000 nonprofits that need your help in some way, shape, or form, whether it's time or treasure, I'm a big on that. Yeah. And when I have a full-time job, it ends up being treasure more. But that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think anybody who wants to give and has a heart to give. The other thing I like to do is showcase and model that behavior. Wayne has three kids. I have two. And I can happily say that both of mine have giving hearts. They're the first to give.
And I got to plug the story that when your, was it your son that came in?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to grill the kid. Why did you do this? And he's kind of said, my mom made me do this. Get into it. And I said, okay, so that just means when she's gone, you're off to college, you're not going to do it. And he says, no, I actually like doing it now. I didn't know I would.
Yeah.
She pushed me in and I fell in love with it. And she's creating that modeling behavior probably for the rest of his life here.
Yeah, spreading kindness. Yeah. That's the key.
Thanks, Jackie. I think that's true.
I love kindness.
Yeah.
Tell me some stories of who you serve. Because we've had food banks come in and tell amazing stories. I know you're not a food bank per se. But who needs food? Is it just poor people? Sorry to say. People on limited income? Or is it people out of work? Is it people going through all sorts of mental health crises? Other sorts of... There are... Because I've heard amazing stories of people coming in here saying, I hate to admit it, but I went to a food bank once.
I'll let Wayne take it because I think it's important. He knows the statistics of who's in need.
Who are we serving? Who are you serving?
Yeah, it could be anybody.
That's what I heard, yeah.
It could be any face that you walk by. Some of the statistics say it all. 1 in 10 people in Orange County are experiencing food insecurity.
1 in 10. Say that again. 1 in 10.
1 in 10.
3.2 million or whatever, and 1 in 10.
Yes.
That's a lot.
And then it got worse for kids. It's 1 in 8. It was 1 in 9 a year ago.
Okay.
So we're seeing it.
And here I misquoted that earlier, but yeah.
Here we're on the campus, right off the campus of University of California, Irvine. Tough school, prominent school, good school. And I've heard stories, kids struggling with homelessness or food insecurity going here.
There is an interesting statistic related to the University of California system.
Okay.
2 in 5 students experience food insecurity.
Oh, my.
That makes sense.
The best of the best and the most expensive schools and the hardest to get into.
We tout all this information of how everyone's been crying about how hard it is to get into college. And believe me, with my oldest, no problem. With the second one, just a little bit tougher. But if you think about it, the tuition is probably, that's where the money would go.
Right.
You don't think about your everyday cost or living because that's double it. You take the tuition, you have to double it in order to live room and board. Or you have to prove need if you want to take advantage of other programs. But then we just saw it recently. There were people that were in government jobs, maybe a TSA, had to take other jobs. You thought about other things where you had to take part in the gig economy. And thank goodness that there's things like that. But at the same time, it's just staggering. It's staggering to think of the need.
And is it enough? Yeah.
I don't think it ever will be, Paul, because I think at the end of the day, it really has to do with awareness. It's like what you're saying in terms of, yes, there can be a food bank that works perfectly. There can be people like Jackie and people like Wayne and people like me who do their very best to shout from the rooftops. We have need.
Thank goodness.
But at the end of the day, it really does come down to building it for future generations and being able to fill our seats with someone else.
And let me ask one other question.
Yeah,
so we're at this, the UCSB Applied Innovation. They have all these big events and conferences and stuff. And what's the, I forgot the organization, but you'll know, what's their association that fundraisers basically belong to, people who raise money for charities and stuff here? There's an organization.
AFP, Association of Fundraising Professionals.
I think that was it. And they had a conference here.
Okay.
And I was invited to come and just peek in and be a fly on the wall.
I was there.
Were you there? Okay.
I did not speak.
And one of the stats I heard that day, tell me if I heard it, was giving is down. The number of people, there are fewer people giving, but those who give are giving more. Because
yes.
Of
Apple. Thank God.
So there are people stepping, there are fewer people donating because it's tougher times, but obviously affluence has an upside, and those who are stepping up are by and large giving more. Is that correct?
Currently, yes.
Okay.
That's the trend. And I'll comment from the outside, people have a perception of Orange County. We talked a little bit earlier. It's baffling to think about the scale and how many people are experiencing this. But sometimes it's an educational issue, right? Mm-hmm. Like letting people know about it, they want to give. In Orange County, by and large, when we meet people and we tell them about what's going on, they want to give.
Yeah.
And to that number of affluent, high-capacity individuals, they are giving more and more dollars. And it's good. Great. Through so shows like this and just building awareness, people do the recurring gift, $10
because
bucks a
you
month.
Think it's taken care of. Yeah. There are lots of needs. That one isn't a need here. Can't be. Food can't be an insecure issue for that many people in Orange County. Because you drive around and look around and you don't see it necessarily.
Yeah, you don't see it. And I think it just depends in the circles of which you kind of roam. And then now that we're more on our phones every day, I don't want to diss on Gen Z at all.
But that's what they
okay,
do.
Well, we're at 5 minutes left. I know you can't believe it, but the show has gone very quickly. Jackie, I'm going to give you just a couple minutes to give some closing thoughts. Anything that you wanted to talk about today that we didn't address?
Particularly for those who saying, I can't do this right now. This isn't for me. And the time, the capacity, the bandwidth, whatever.
I would say just show up. Take one step. Myself, just a few years ago, decided it's time to give back now. Why wait till later? And to what I mentioned earlier, right? There's always a reason why you may want to delay it, but just do it. That's the key. Once you do it, it's like a whole new purpose fulfillment that really brings you so much joy. And to what Nelma mentioned, being able to teach the next generation, your son, that's the key to knowing that, hey, it's not only for fulfillment for you, but for your family, but really, right, then it's a ripple impact to do more and serve and really know what you're doing to make a goodness out of this.
Yeah, for sure. But Wayne?
Second Harvest is the number one destination for volunteer experience. People, we had over 16,000 volunteers last year, and I feel very honored that I get to work with our associates board. Mm-hmm. And Jackie in particular joined like a year ago. It's crazy, time flies. And it's, I go to a lot of events and I show up and Jackie's everywhere. We bump into each other, we get the selfie, we post it on LinkedIn.
Yes, you'll see her everywhere.
And it's a passion. When we sat down and I got to learn your story, I was so grateful. And one piece of advice for the listeners, go interview some of these nonprofits that you might have an interest in.
Yes.
Go see if you can meet them. Don't be pretentious. Hey, I'm here to possibly join your board. But just go and learn about them and ask them about the board and how it works and take that first step. And as you get into it, involve your significant other. Bring them and drag them out. Because if they're invested, you get to spend time together.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, that's important. And then kids.
Yeah.
If you have them.
Drag them along.
Yeah. Like I love that, Wayne.
Like
that's awesome.
Nama does.
How can they help? How can someone look you up? I know it's secondharvest.org. FeedOC.org?
It's FeedOC.org.
Okay.
There's a few different ways people can help.
What do you need the most? Do you just need money? Do you need bodies?
Let me do you justice. Pardon? Anybody out there that's hearing this that may be experiencing food insecurity and is looking for help,
yep.
Go to that website, FeedOC.org. In terms of what we need most, there's opportunity in there to sign up to volunteer. We have the distribution center that I mentioned. We also have the farm. Volunteer experiences Monday through Saturday. And then the other is whatever is personally meaningful to listeners or people that want to make a donation, it matters. You can go online. You can contact one of our staff. And at the end of the day, if you're just interested in learning, reach out to us and come take a tour. We love giving tours. We love talking
about it. And you're looking for more associates, more members, more board members?
It sounds like they have 12. Did you guys want, are you guys looking for maybe 6 more?
So yes and no. It's like word of mouth right now.
Okay.
If someone is interested after they hear about this, we're going to make you work a little bit. You're going to have to track one of our associates' boards
down.
And it's not a, come talk to Wayne and I decide. sometimes people reach out to me and I just tell them about it. And if I think they're good, I'll forward them on to our chairs. And yeah, it's awesome. A peer vetting process.
Yeah, perfect. I think that's great. So that was really all I had. I really just say thank you so much for being in here. I do want to give Pinky Promise a plug coming into December. Look at Pinky Promise. They are from Howard University. It's two young girls. One of them I had in here. Anaya Green was in here with her mom, and they talked a little bit about a toy drive that they do. So it sounds like you guys have one coming up, not a toy drive, but you're going to have toys at your walk. So that's April 18th, guys.
Next year.
Come join April 18th, 2026. My goodness. That's
come
right
get
around
your
the corner.
Walk on. Yeah.
For sure. I'm going to close by saying stay action oriented and with your purpose. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, there's a lot to take in there. We call board talk, less talk, more walk, spotlighting boards that lead by example right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.